This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight, the doomsday mom will spend life in prison for murdering her children and conspiring to kill her husband's first wife. Her bizarre statement before a judge as she gets the maximum sentence. Here are tonight's headlines.
I don't think to this day you have any remorse.
Lori Vallow Daybell is sentenced in the zombie murders of her kids. What she said in court about communicating with their spirits.
I look forward to the day we are all reunited, and I, too, will rest with them in the arms of my Jesus.
Breaking news. Police shoot a man trying to enter a Jewish school with a gun. The new details tonight. Donald Trump's lead in the polls grows as he faces two more possible indictments. And Hunter Biden's business partner appears before Congress behind closed doors for hours. What we're learning tonight. The concern tonight after an American nurse and her child are kidnapped in Haiti as the country sees turmoil in its streets.
Ukraine appears to be going on the offense after a new wave of Russian aggression.
Russia says it downed three Ukrainian drones headed for Moscow on Sunday.
This may look like a pharmaceutical facility, but what they're making in there will be turned into chicken that, yes, you can eat.
The man who brought Pee Wee Herman to life has died. Paul Reubens played the iconic character on a CBS Saturday morning show and then the movies.
You're crazy.
I know you are, but what am I?
And all eyes on the night sky, how and when you can see the rare supermoon. Good evening, and thank you for joining us as we start a new week together. We want to begin tonight with breaking news of a potential mass shooting that was prevented at a Jewish school in Memphis. The Memphis police say a suspect attempted to gain entry into Margolin Hebrew Academy. When he couldn't get in the building, he opened fire. Police are hailing the school for its safety plan, saying that prevented anyone from being harmed. The suspect fled the scene and was later shot by the police during a traffic stop. The congressman who represents the area called this, quote, an apparent act of violent anti-Semitism. CBS's Roxana Saberi starts us off tonight with these late-breaking details.
Memphis police say just after noon today, this man attempted to enter the Margolin Hebrew Academy carrying a gun.
There was a male white wearing a green shirt on a property armed with a gun.
They say when he failed to get inside, he fired shots outside the school and fled.
Thankfully, that school had a great safety procedure and process in place and avoided anyone being harmed or injured at that scene.
The school provided police with a photo of the suspect and a description of the vehicle he was driving, a maroon pickup truck with California plates. Officers quickly spotted the vehicle and pulled him over.
The suspect pulled the vehicle over. He immediately emerged out of the vehicle with a gun in his hand, and that resulted in an officer discharging his duty weapon. That suspect was struck. That suspect has been transported to Regional 1 Hospital in critical condition.
Monday's shooting comes 4 months after a shooter killed six people, including 3 9-year-old children, at a Catholic school in Nashville. That tragedy sparked scrutiny of Tennessee's lax gun laws and renewed calls to strengthen security at both private and public schools.
The police say the incident could have ended much more tragically, but the school had safety measures in place, including stopping the suspect from entering the building. They also say it's too early to say whether this was a hate crime. Nora?
Yeah, they apparently had these double locked doors. Roxana Saberi, thank you. We want to turn now to the sentencing of Lori Vallow Daybell, the so-called doomsday mom, convicted of killing her two children over bizarre claims that they were zombies. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports Daybell will spend the rest of her life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Lori Daybell stared straight ahead as an Idaho judge imposed the maximum sentence allowed.
A mother killed her own children, and you simply have no remorse for it.
Daybell had been convicted of murdering two of her children, 16-year-old Tylee and 7-year-old JJ, and conspiring to kill Tammy Daybell before marrying Tammy's husband, Chad. In court, Daybell spoke out for the first time.
Jesus Christ knows that no one was murdered in this case. Accidental deaths happen.
It was rambling, bizarre, and disturbing. She claims the spirits of JJ and Tylee have reassured her.
My children are happy. He put his arm around me, and he said to me, "You didn't do anything wrong, Mom." Tylee came to me, and she said to me, "Stop worrying, Mom. We are fine."
The judge was having none of it.
You chose the most evil and destructive path possible. You justified all of this by going down a bizarre religious rabbit hole, and clearly you are still down there.
Before sentencing, family members took direct aim at Daybell.
Lori, you participated in the savage murders of precious people.
I hope that the life you live is filled with fear.
An outside court.
We are done with Lori. She is no more to us.
The arrogance to say what she said after she's done what she did, I'm still at a loss for words for that.
And in another remarkable moment, the judge said photos from the crime scene were so disturbing, he would never be able to erase them from his memory. The judge called Daybell a danger to society, Nora.
Jonathan Vigliotti, thank you for being there. Police in North Carolina are searching for a driver that they say intentionally plowed into a group of migrant workers outside a Walmart. It happened on Sunday in Lincolnton near Charlotte. Six people were injured. The driver is described as an older white man. Investigators say he was driving an older model mid-size black SUV with a luggage rack. We turn now to growing legal troubles for Donald Trump. The former president's newest co-defendant is Mar-a-Lago property manager Carlos de Oliveira, and he made his initial court appearance in Miami today. CBS's Robert Costa reports that the 56-year-old employee is accused of conspiring with Trump to delete security footage and lying to the FBI.
The Mar-a-Lago property manager accused by federal investigators of conspiring alongside former President Trump and his valet to allegedly have security footage erased appeared in court Monday for the first time.
Has your client been asked to testify against Mr. Trump?
Carlos de Oliveira stayed silent amid a bustling crowd, emerging after a 10-minute hearing and released on a $100,000 signature bond. He is expected to enter a plea next month. According to the special counsel's probe of Trump's alleged retention of classified documents after leaving office, Trump allegedly worked with De Oliveira and personal aide Walt Nauta in an attempt to pressure another Mar-a-Lago employee to delete footage. Prosecutors said Monday they have obtained surveillance footage from Mar-a-Lago, and sources say these tapes might show a Trump aide moving boxes of classified documents out of a storage room.
These are the types of witnesses, people closest in the Trump orbit, who pose perhaps a greater threat to former President Trump than the other witnesses.
On the campaign trail, Trump continues to dominate the primary race, according to the latest polls.
You know, they're not indicting me, they're indicting you. I just happen to be standing in their way.
The special counsel is also investigating an alleged scheme to overturn the 2020 election and has told Trump he's a target in that investigation. And in Atlanta, barricades already being installed at Fulton County Courthouse, where a grand jury is set to consider even more charges against Trump, this time over his alleged role in pressuring Georgia election officials.
And Robert Costa joins us now with more from Washington. So, Bob, what are we learning about how expensive these legal fees are and how Trump is paying for them?
Trump's Political Action Committee has already spent more than $40 million on legal fees this year. And CBS News has learned tonight that a new legal defense fund is now being established by Trump associates as they brace for more indictments on the horizon. Nora.
All right, Robert Costa, thank you. On Capitol Hill, the Republican-led House Oversight Committee today interviewed Hunter Biden's former business partner, Devin Archer, about any possible connections to President Biden. CBS's Catherine Herridge has new details on the hours-long behind-closed-doors testimony.
Devin Archer was one of Hunter Biden's closest business associates and served alongside the president's son on the board of Burisma, a Ukraine energy firm. Both Republicans and Democrats said Archer testified that Hunter Biden put his father on speakerphone around business associates. The Republican committee chairman said Joe Biden was the brand that his son sold around the world to enrich the Biden family. But a senior Democrat who was there today said he did not hear any evidence of wrongdoing by the president.
The witness was very, very consistent that none of those conversations ever had to do with any business dealings or transactions. They were purely what he called casual conversations.
And the White House went further today, saying House Republicans' own Mush-type witness testified that he never heard of President Biden discussing business with his son or his son's associates or doing anything wrong. In a 2019 interview, Hunter Biden said his family name opened doors.
I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life that that if my last name wasn't Biden.
The final transcript of Archer's interview should help clarify these issues, but it won't be publicly released, a Republican committee aide told CBS News, until it has gone through a formal review process, and that could take weeks, Nora. Catherine Herridge, thank you. Well, now to the desperate search for a kidnapped American nurse and her daughter in Haiti. Alex Dorsonville was abducted last Thursday near Haiti's capital and works for a faith-based organization that runs a school for underserved Haitian students. The State Department says they are in regular contact with the Haitian authorities, but they declined further comment. Turning now to the war in Ukraine, President Zelensky says at least six people, including a 10-year-old girl and her mother, were killed today in a Russian missile attack on his hometown. It is seen as retaliation for Ukraine's attack on central Moscow over the weekend. Here's CBS's Remy Innocencio.
Russia's twin missile attacks on Kryvyi Rih are personal for Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky. This is his hometown. A smoldering hole where apartments used to be, a university complex hit, more than 75 wounded, several of them children. Possible retaliation for the fear over Moscow one day earlier. Before dawn Sunday, Russian forces say they downed three drones targeting the capital. Two tore off the facades of skyscrapers in the glitzy business district. It was like a wave. Everyone jumped. There was a lot of smoke, and you couldn't see anything. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said war is returning to the territory of Russia, as Ukraine's military also drives south in an apparent priority to cut off Russia's access to Crimea. A nearly 100-mile push from the southern frontline town of Orykiv to the Sea of Azov that includes the Russian-occupied city of Melitopol. Ivan Fedorov is that city's mayor in exile.
Melitopol, it's a gate to Crimea. Now it's one of the main military
city and military base of Russians.
What do you want Americans to know about what's happening here?
Millions of Ukrainians stay on the border of Ukraine. Not because they want to stay on the border of Ukraine, because their houses occupied.
The mayor did admit to us Ukraine's offensive is moving slowly but very deliberately towards his city. And as far as he's concerned, it's not a matter of if, but when it will be liberated from Russian occupation. Nora.
Remy Innocencio in Ukraine, thank you. The terror group Islamic State is claiming responsibility for one of the deadliest attacks in Pakistan in recent years. At least 50 people were killed on Sunday, including children, at an election rally for a pro-Taliban cleric. Islamic State says the attacker detonated an explosive vest and that the bombing was part of its war against forms of democracy it believes are against Islam. Back here at home, Hollywood and a generation of fans are mourning the death of Paul Rubens, better known as his alter ego, Pee-wee Herman. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports Rubens died at the age of 70 after a private battle with cancer.
He was the man behind the laugh and the ludicrous dance moves. Actor and comedian Paul Rubens created the quirky character Pee-wee Herman, who starred on the CBS show Pee-wee's Playhouse. And box office hits like the 1985 cult classic Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which gave kids across the country the ultimate comeback line to bullies.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
But the actor also made news for the wrong reasons, starting in the 1990s, including two obscenity incidents. Then, in 2001, he played Derek for Real in the Johnny Depp movie Blow. But Pee-wee was his most popular character, reintroduced to audiences in a 2016 Netflix special called Pee-wee's Big Holiday. In a message on Instagram, he apologized to his fans for not going public with his sickness, but said, "I have loved you all so much and enjoyed making art for you." Omar Villafranca, CBS News.
Tonight, the age of lab-grown chicken is taking flight at a famed D.C. restaurant. Diners will be some of the first people to get a chance to taste what researchers have been working on for years. CBS's Anna Werner tonight shows us how labs could one day replace farms in tonight's Eye on America.
Caramelized just like a regular conventional chicken.
The chicken they're cooking at Chef Jose Andres' Washington, D.C. restaurant comes not from a bird, but a lamb, from chicken cells grown into meat here at the company Good Meat in Alameda, California.
We call it cultivated chicken.
Cultivated chicken.
Company co-founder Josh Tetrick.
Cultivating meat is a way of starting with a cell and ending with chicken, beef, or pork without all the other issues in between.
This is the research and development lab.
It starts with those chicken cells.
This is our biggest bioreactor.
Which are bathed in a nutrient broth in tanks known as bioreactors.
The genetic profile is the same as a slaughtered chicken.
Environmental advocates say cultivating meat is more sustainable compared to traditional livestock farming because it uses less water and land. In June, federal regulators approved the sale of lab-grown meat from Good Meat and nearby Berkeley-based Upside Foods. But some researchers say the environmental impacts of cultivating meat will need to be closely monitored as the industry grows.
Just by the virtue of creating this meat in a lab doesn't necessarily mean it's better for the environment.
And will people eat it? Most, we asked, did.
I mean, it tastes good.
Yeah, it's really
well prepared.
Good. If you didn't know, you wouldn't really question it.
Yeah, I'd buy it.
You'd buy it?
I'd buy it, sure.
Although, not everyone will.
Sorry, I don't like it.
The chicken won't land in stores until the company figures out how to scale up production. Its next target? Beef. Anna Werner, CBS News, Alameda, California.
All right, there's been a wave of air crashes in recent days, some of them fatal. We'll have the details next.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Investigators are looking into the cause of at least five crashes involving aircraft in recent days. The latest one happened today in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. A pilot was injured when their banner towing plane plummeted into the ocean. There was a similar accident in New Hampshire on Saturday, in addition to three deadly crashes in Southern California and Wisconsin. The nearly century-old trucking company, Yellow Corp, is shutting down and filing for bankruptcy. That's the word today from the Teamsters Union, which represents 22,000 of the company's 30,000 workers. Yellow has struggled and racked up debt for years, even after receiving $700 million in pandemic-era loans. There's important news tonight about alcohol and heart health, the potential impact of having even just one drink. Next. Health officials in Georgia are sounding the alarm after a rare death from what is known as the brain-eating amoeba. The unidentified victim is believed to have become infected while swimming in a freshwater lake or pond. A Las Vegas toddler died from the amoeba earlier this month. Swimmers are urged to prevent warm freshwater from going up their nose. In tonight's Health Watch, alarming news about the impacts of alcohol on heart health. A new study out today warns that having as little as one drink a day may increase systolic blood pressure. That's the top number in a blood pressure reading, even in those without existing hypertension. The study, which looked at 19,000 people, found the negative impacts continue to rise with every additional drink. The month of August will bring a rare gift in the night sky. We'll explain next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Finally tonight, the month of August will be a delight for night sky watchers. The month will bring us not one, but two supermoons. The first, known as the Sturgeon Moon, will light up the sky on Tuesday night and will appear 16% brighter than an average moon. The second will take place on the night of August 30th and will be a rare blue moon. A blue moon takes place only about once every 3 years. So enjoy. That's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.